Everybody, we are back. Here we are again. Today is January 4th, Tuesday, 2022. Can you believe it's been a year already? I launched this podcast on January 5th last year, which was Tuesday, 2021. And here we are a year later, and I'm still in the game. Yeah, I had to give a round of applause to myself because I made it. We made it. We're all here together. My podcast has been growing, and I ended the year with my first annual free business promo. I did it, and I hope, first of all, I appreciate everybody who got back to me who wanted to be a part of my podcast free promo. It was 100% free, and I truly, truly, in the deepest part of my heart, hope that it helped you out in some way, shape, or form, even if it only landed you one client. I hope it helped. I hope it worked out. And next year in December, I'm going to do the same thing again, and it's going to be free again. Now, throughout the year, when I'm doing promos and sponsoring episodes, they're not going to be free. I mean, I do run a business, and this podcast is part of my business. And speaking of promos, you know what? I'm going to sponsor this episode with my own business. Yes, this episode is sponsored by A. Roberson Photo. That is my business. A. Roberson, Ahmed Roberson, that is me. I am a commercial advertising product photographer. If you have products that you sell and need better photos than iPhone or Android or cell phone photos, please reach out to me at www.aroberson.com or email me at I got so many businesses, I'm losing track of my email addresses. No, you can email me at Ahmed@aroberson.com. That's where you can find me. Ahmed@aroberson.com. So if you have inquiries about the cost of what it will take for me to take product photos for you, please reach out. Also, if you have topics that you want me to discuss, something that I may have gone through in my career as a photographer that can relate to your business, please email me at Ahmed@aroberson.com with your questions or subject or topic suggestions. And if I've experienced it, I will definitely talk about it, or I'll reach out to a colleague that maybe has gone through it that may have a solution for you just the same. So with that being said, here we are, 2022. And now that the business promos are over, let's get down to business. But keep in mind, you can have your business promo on this podcast. Contact me for details. This episode could be sponsored by you. So anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand. And that topic today is how you no longer become invited, or how you get removed from the invitation, the invite, the RSVP list, once you start charging. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's part of the game. Being a freelancer, sometimes people think freelancer means free, or because you turned your hobby into a career, they still think it's a hobby and that you do it for fun. But even if it was a hobby, the parts that you use, the things that you have to buy to make your hobby fun, doable, still cost you money. So why should you do some work for free? Ultimately, that's what this topic is about. People thinking that you're a freelancer, so you should work for free, even though you eat the cost, and how you go from being on the top of the invite list to no longer being invited. So let's go ahead with this quick couple of scenarios. I'll talk about one that I've experienced multiple times, and I'll talk about another that a friend of mine has experienced multiple times with her business. So me, photographer. Everybody loves a photographer when they need a photographer for free, right? Oh, hey, my friend is having a party. I would love for you to come. Oh, cool, man. Thanks for the invite. Yeah, man. And you could bring your camera and get some really cool pictures for your portfolio. I think I got something to do. Oh, man, you just said you were going to come and, you know, you could bring your camera. I know you love taking pictures. Yeah, but I got work to do and I got bills to pay. You know, I'll come and do the wedding. Oh, they already have another wedding photographer. And or better yet, even worse, which is even more insulting. Oh no, we were just going to take some pictures with our phone and our tablets. But since you got a professional camera, why don't you just bring your camera to the party and take some cool shots? You know, it becomes cool shots and it's fun and it'll be great for your portfolio when they're trying to get you to do work for free. But to the people who have done that, I don't think you mean any malice, any intentional harm, but you got to understand that is so insulting to photographers, to freelancers, to people who craft for a living, and you want it for free because you think for some reason your actual 9-to-5 job is more valid than our freelancing. So therefore, I go to a 9-to-5. I work. You freelance. You sit at home all day and do nothing. So therefore, you could do something for me for free. Even if I was rich and could sit at home all day and do stuff for fun, why would I do it for you for free? What about my time? Yeah, I do pictures for me for free all the time because it's for me and it's what I want to do with my time. But why do you think I would do that for you to benefit off of? And it's not about me being selfish that I don't want to do things for people. I do free photos for my family all the time. That's my family. I don't mind doing it, you know, and they don't abuse the privilege. They don't call me every day. Hey, fix this photo, do this photo, do this. And honestly, when my family does reach out to me to do something with a photo, they actually offer to pay me, but I just don't because they don't, like I said, they don't abuse the privilege. They don't ask me all the time. So me taking a moment to do a quick edit on a photo for my family for free is nothing. I don't mind doing it. You know, it's just part of who I am. But for a person that's a stranger or even just a friend or an associate, you know, especially a friend, you should know better, you know, and thankfully my friends don't pull that, but I've had some associates straight up pull it, you know, and they're like, yo, or, you know, they'll go through like, when I was dating, had a girlfriend, hey, your boyfriend's a photographer, right? Hey, you coming to my wedding? You could bring your boyfriend too. Okay, cool. Thanks. I'll let him know. And can you tell him to bring his camera? Cause he can get some real cool pictures. Now she's insulted. I'm insulted because she knows the game. You know, I had pretty much taught her the game, pretty much told her what I'm dealing with and what I go through. And she didn't think it was that rough. But then when she gets to see it firsthand, she's like, oh, man, that is insulting. Like, you have nothing better to do. You wouldn't spend all that money on that camera, spent all those years learning how to do what you do just so you could go take some cool pictures for free for somebody because you got a cool camera, even though they paid all this money for a wedding. Hold on one. Penny, give me that ball. Go. Penny doesn't realize I'm recording, or she does, but she gets jealous when I'm talking to anybody but her. Penny, stop it. Go to your bed, Penny. Good girl. Hold on. Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, you know, sometimes people don't understand the hours, the work, the effort that we put in to be as good as we do. And matter of fact, I'll relate that to another story. Like, I've had many, many clients of mine who pay for my services, building their portfolios, models, actors, so on and so forth. And they start to see that during the photo shoot, I make it look relatively easy for the most part because I've been doing it for years. It's not that I'm just some genius. I've been doing it for years, man. I mean, 16 years and counting. That's a lot for me to get to the level that I am at. And I'm still growing. I still practice every day. I still try to learn every day. Anyway, they see me doing what I'm doing and they're like, man, it looks easy. So they go out and buy a camera themselves thinking I don't have to pay him. I'll just take my own pictures. And then they realize, how come my picture's not coming out like yours? Maybe because you got your camera on auto mode, you don't know what you're doing, and you've only been taking pictures for about 6 days when I've been doing this for 16 years. You know, but again, you know, they think, oh, I'll just get a camera. It's easy to do. So therefore, because it's easy, you could just come and take these easy wedding photos. Even though I reached out to another photographer who has the same type of equipment as you, and they wanted to charge me $5,000 to shoot the wedding, I'll just invite you. And you can get a plate of food and it'll be fun and you'll take some cool pictures. Man, do you see the insult? You see the insult, the disrespect. And I don't think it's necessarily blatant. I mean, I've come across some people who blatantly disrespected me, like, yeah, man, just come to the wedding, you know, and make sure you bring your camera. You know, like I'm not invited unless I bring my camera. You know what I mean? That's so cold. That's so disrespectful. So basically, this is what I do. This is my solution for, well, you know what? I'm going to tell you one more story and then I'll end this episode. This episode won't be too long. I'll end this episode with my solution on how to deal with people that try to take advantage of you. In my situation, it happens to be a wedding. or it could be a party or anything like that, but I'll give you a resolution or a situational how to fix that, you know? And when I give you this answer, I mean, there's no way they can refute it, because every time they've tried to come at me and ask me for some freebies and I reply with what I'm going to tell you at the end, they just usually say, oh, well, I didn't think about it like that. And then they either decide to pay me or hire another photographer, but they stop asking for freebies. So before I get to that, let me go to this other scenario that I know about. I have a friend, very close friend, that's a baker. That's a baker. I mean, bakes cupcakes, cakes, custom cakes, cookies, cake pops, whatever you can imagine that goes in the oven and comes out nice and tasty. You know, that type of person. She is that person, been doing it for 10, 12, 14 years, just give or take. And she's great at what she does. She's excellent at what she does. Actually, she slowed down the business because a lot of times what people don't understand is the business end of what we do as freelancers takes away the joy. You know, online, when people see us posting and sharing what we did, they're like, oh man, they're having fun. They love their job. They're having fun. I'm stuck at this cubicle. I hate my job. They're having fun doing theirs. So they should do something for free. You know, that's where that mentality, that crap comes from. But anyway, you know, she loves what she does. Well, she's taking a break, like I said, because the business end is making her hate what she loves. It's taking her passion away. It happens. It's happened to me on multiple businesses that I've attempted, multiple hobbies that I've had. But anyway, her friends would see her baking and she would post her baking online. And for most people, for the most part, I will say, you know, baking at home on your own time can be fun. You know, you're sitting around the kitchen. Not trying to be sexist here, but the scenarios that I've been told, it'll be, you know, a group of ladies. They're sitting around the kitchen having fun. It's just girls' night and they're chilling at the house. They got a little bit of wine, music playing. They're all just chilling, enjoying each other's company. And they may bake something and, you know, it's cool. They'll bake some cupcakes and sit there and talk and drink and snack on their cupcakes or whatever like that. But in my friend's case, because she's a custom decorator, makes custom cakes and stuff, they see her cakes and custom cupcakes and whatnot, and they're like, man, that looks like so much fun. I would love to do that with you sometimes. And she's like, yeah, well, I don't really have the time because all these custom cakes that you see me posting are for paying clients. You know, and then they'll once again invite themselves over. We should have a girls' night. You know, we come through and, oh, hey, while we're there, we're going to bake something and we'll make some custom cakes and this and that. And, you know, again, I don't think it's blatant because they don't understand what it takes. But I've seen her make custom cakes and I've seen her sit up till 5 a.m. working on a custom cake and custom orders. And I've seen her create custom cake toppers by hand. And it is extremely difficult and is extremely time consuming and you have to be focused. And although it's fun for us because that's what we love to do, that's what we're, it's just in us. It's part of who we are. So it makes it fun. It is a job. It's a task that needs to be paid for. You know, I don't care what you're good at as a freelancer and you love to do it. And, you know, oftentimes we make the mistake of publicly saying, oh man, if money was no issue, I'd do this for free. And people take, all they hear is the for free part. And they're like, oh, well, you said you'd do it for free if money was no issue. Well, money is an issue. You know, we're not rich. I'm definitely not rich. So money is an issue. I'm doing this for a reason, to get paid. This is my business, to get paid. Just like your business or your own business or the business that you work for, you're working for that business to generate more money for them. Trust me, whatever you're being paid, I don't care if it's $10 an hour or $150 an hour, that business is making more money than what they're paying you. And you're doing a service for them to be able to be paid. So me doing my freelancing or my friend doing her baking is a service that we're providing for you to be paid for. Not for free, even though you think, oh, it's cupcakes, that's fun. What about the time to bake? What about the batter? What about the recipe? What about their secret sauce, that secret formula that makes you want their cupcakes so badly in the first place? What about the time it takes to make the cupcake toppers? And you just want to do that for fun? You want me to spend hours of my time, the free time that I barely get to have on occasion, you want me to spend that time chilling with you, which I don't mind chilling with you, but you want me to use that time to work? That's asking me to work for free. Yeah, I enjoy my job, but it's still work. That's what people don't get sometimes. It's still work. Fun work, hard work, easy work, difficult work, whatever the case may be, it's still work. So on my free time, when we're supposed to be chilling and enjoying each other's company, you want me to do more work that I do 7 days a week, likely, most likely. You want me to do that for free with you because you think it's fun? Man, that's like me, just like you, just say, for example, you work at an office and you're a file clerk. And I'm not putting anybody down because I used to be a file clerk for years, you know, and I hated it. I'm sure you hate it too. But that's like you being a file clerk and all you do is sit there and shuffle files at work all day for 9 hours a day, right? And then you come home and you just want time to relax. And then I invite you over to my house and say, hey, man, check it out. I got this new style file cabinet and I got all this paperwork and all my taxes from 2002. I need you to help me sort these. It'll be fun because that's what you do for work, right? You see that? I know that's a bit of a stretch, but you see the correlation here, you know? Or whatever you do, you're a cashier or you're a typist, a clerk typist or something. Hey, I got this new typewriter. Come to my house and type something. I don't care what you type, just type. You see where I'm going with this? You see the insult? You know, whether you love your job or not, somebody asking you to do your job on your own time for free is a bit of an insult. You know, I mean, it's one thing to do favors for people, do things for people and do it out of the kindness of your heart or do it because you're having fun. But an old cat told me years ago, man, I mean, he simply said, I mean, I had given him a ride somewhere and the whole trip took like 2 hours and it really was nothing for me. I mean, it really was nothing. I had nothing to do. It was my day off. I was absolutely chilling and I didn't mind giving him a ride. And he slipped me a couple of dollars and I'm like, nah, man, it's all good. You cool. He said, nah, man, time is money. And he respected the fact that I took my time to run him around where he needed to be because his car was in the shop at the time. It just opened my eyes to like, wow, time is money. I mean, everything you do when I freelance, when I'm talking to clients, negotiating, even if it was just a consultation, I know other photographers agree with me. The consultation requires a fee because all the time I'm sitting there talking to you, trying to negotiate, the contract's not even sealed yet. I could be making money elsewhere with the sealed contract that's actually paying me, where as opposed to just taking a chance and talking to you for hours when you ultimately might not end up paying me. So therefore, I charge a consultation fee because time is money. Just like old boy I gave a ride to, even though it was on my day off and I had time to chill, time is money. All the time, no matter what you do, whenever you get a chance, whenever possible, charge people for your time. My mentor told me that years ago. If you do not charge people, they will take full advantage of the fact that you're not charging them. All of a sudden, when you start to charge them for the questions that they have, they all of a sudden run out of questions. If you ever notice that. When you're doing it for free, they got a whole book of questions. Oh, I got my notepad. I wrote down a whole bunch of questions I need to ask you, man, if you can answer these for me. You answer the first 5 questions. You're thinking, okay, this would be good. I've done enough goodwill on my for the day. I'm not answering any more questions. So you charge them a fee for the consultation to answer the rest of the questions that they have. All of a sudden, you know what? I got everything I need. You see, that's why you got to charge people for your time all the time, because if not, they will take full advantage. If they had 20 questions and they started asking questions and they got to number 5 or 6 and then you stop them and try to charge them, those remaining 14, 15 questions, they will not ask because they got to pay for it all of a sudden. It's just the nature of some people and it sucks, but that's part of being a freelancer. So anyway, with that being said, let me close out this episode with my resolution. Okay, so somebody once before has asked me, how much I charge to do a wedding. I'm not really a big time wedding photographer, but I'm a photographer. I know the game. I know what I do. I know how to do it. I know how to shoot weddings. I've done a couple of weddings and they've come out successfully, thankfully. Round of applause for myself for that, considering that I'm not a wedding photographer, but I still have shot multiple successful weddings because I'm just a photographer. It's what I do. Anyway, with that being said, I've had people ask me how much I charge to do a wedding. Oftentimes, I do not charge the going rate because, like I said, doing weddings is not necessarily my specialty. So my rate is a little bit discounted just in case I don't give you the perfect shots that you need. You know, I'm just not 100% confident in my ability to shoot weddings. So therefore, my rate is somewhat discounted, but it's not free and it's not cheap, but it's discounted. Not discounted heavily, but discounted nonetheless. Anyway, I would give somebody my rate. And they're like, wow, that's a little bit high. Can't you do it a little bit cheaper? And I'm like, what do you consider cheaper? And they would come with just some outrageous, super cheap number. Like, let's just say, for the sake of argument, $200. Now, mind you, professional wedding photographers, at least back in the day, I know the game is, and the market has changed a lot now, but back in the day, I'm talking at least like 10 years ago, top rated wedding photographers would get $5,000 or more per wedding. Like, it was nothing. And then, things changed and they started charging $2,500 for weddings. And then, some photographers were on Craigslist just doing weddings for like $500. And I even think Costco got involved in the game and was doing weddings in their basement, in their warehouse, for $500, and Walmart too. That was nuts, but that messed up the market. But you know, big companies like that don't care. You know, they just want to take over everything, so they ruined the market. So with that being said, average weddings that I would shoot could go up as high as $1,500 or as low as like $600 if it was something really simple, really straightforward. I'm talking justice of the peace type wedding, really straightforward, really simple. I would do it for that low rate. But even at that low rate of like $600, I've had people offer, say, wow, $600 is a little bit high. I didn't want to pay that. And they would offer me like $200. And I mean, that's a little bit of an insult to me, but I'm just not going to get into that part. But anyway, I'm sitting there thinking like, $200? That's an insult to me. Like, why would you think that $200 is cool? So this is my resolution. This is what I would ask them, because they would want me to shoot the pre-wedding, the wedding, and then the reception. And with them having a reception, they likely had a hall, a DJ, wedding cake, and all that, right? So this is what I would say to them. I'd say, how much did you get a reception hall? Yeah. How much did you pay for the reception hall? Oh, to rent the reception hall cost me $500. Oh, okay. Did you get a wedding cake? Yep. Got a wedding cake. How much did the wedding cake cost you? Wedding cake ran me about $400. Okay, cool. Did you get a DJ? Yeah. The DJ cost me $700. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Did you get a caterer? Yep. Caterer ran me about $500. All right. And then, hold on 1 second. I think my Google's talking. Okay. Anyway, they paid like, whatever for the, caterer. Then I asked them, how much you pay for the wedding dress? Oh, my wedding dress cost me $1,000. Okay, cool. How much for your, tuxedo? I rented the tuxedo for $250. Okay. Take all that into consideration. All the exuberant amount of money they paid for something they're going to use once. The DJ, you only use them for that night. The hall you rented, you're only using it for that night. The caterer is only cooking for you for that night. That wedding cake is only for that night. Your wedding dress and tuxedo, hopefully your marriage lasts forever, you'll only be using it for one time that night. After that, it's said and done. But the photography, my photos, my effort, the photos that I put together for you and your wedding book, you will have forever. And you want to pay the least for the thing that you're going to have the longest? What kind of sense does that make? And they sit there and they pause and they're like, wow, I never thought about it like that. I didn't think about it. Yeah, you're going to have your wedding photos. That's going to be somewhere up in your house that you're going to look at forever. You're going to have your wedding book that you're going to look at forever. And if it's videoed, you're going to have that video recording of that wedding forever. Everything else that you had during that wedding is all fleeting. It's all gone. It only lasts for that particular day. After that, it's gone. And you want to pay the most for something that you're going to use once and pay the least for something that you need to be perfect to last you for years. So every time you look at those photos, you're very proud. You're very happy at looking at those photos for years, and you want to pay the least. And like I said, they think about that and they're like, wow. So to you, if you've experienced something similar to that, any way, in any shape, form, you know, like I say, I always talk about clothing designers, songwriters, stuff like that. Songwriter, that song's going to be out in the world forever. And you want to pay me peanuts to write you a song? No, you're going to be using that song and making money off that song for years to come. So you're going to pay me a good amount for me to write it and sell this song to you. Clothing designers, you make one of a kind, unique clothing that's going to be around. I've got clothes, shirts, and jeans in my closet that's 10 years old. That's still good. And I paid a good amount for it. It's good quality. They should pay you a good amount for your design and your good quality that you're designing for them. Same thing with the photography. You want to pay me the least for something that you're going to have the longest, and that is ultimately most important for you, because you want those pictures to be perfect forever. 20-year anniversary, you want to look at those pictures and wow, these photos are still great. Yeah, but what about that cake? What cake? What about the food? What food? That food has already been processed through your body and gone. But the photos last forever. So you tell them that. Give them something to think about. Educate your client. Give them something to think about. And you might be able to get respect and get a proper pay for the service that you offer. So anyway, with that being said, that story is over. And I hope you gained something from it. 2022 is here. I'm going to be coming just like before every Tuesday at noon with good information, hopefully to get you through your ups and downs of being a freelancer and help you make it, because we all can make it. I'm still making it. I'm still doing it 16 years and counting, and you're still in the game too. So with that being said, again, I am out of here and I will talk to you guys next Tuesday.